The eastern part of our state was known for powering the country. It's well positioned to get to major markets, and we can hit 70% of the U.S. population from where we're at in the eastern part of our state.
In an interview with Tom Martin from member station WEKU, AppHarvest founder Jonathan Webb lays out the goal that his company is working toward.
AppHarvest is taking proven technologies that we have seen in the Netherlands, a country that is one-third the size of Kentucky in landmass, and we're taking those proven technologies and deploying them in our region.
The influence of the Dutch agriculture system is prevalent in AppHarvest's economic plan, which, according to Webb, leads to a more efficient and natural produce.
The Netherlands has the second most agriculture exports in the world, only behind the United States, and that is because they grow with massive efficiency, with very little input. So 80 to 90% less water than open field agriculture. No harsh chemical pesticides.
All while cutting the dependency on imported food, increasing the accessibility of the produce consumed, and improving the environmental impacts of delivering the product.
Produce imports from Mexico have nearly tripled over the last 10 to 15 years. 4 billion pounds of tomatoes last year alone. So we want to take that production that's currently sitting 5 days on an 18-wheeler to get to major markets on the eastern seaboard. And we want to reduce that down to a one-day truck drive, which would ultimately reduce our environmental impact and footprint from the diesel of the transport.
Why Eastern Kentucky? Webb says the region allows AppHarvest to access more than 70% of the nation's population in a one-day drive. But more importantly, it brings a growing industry into an area of the country that has suffered from economic disparities in the past.
I've tried to communicate that it has not been an effort against a coal. That's a piece of rock in the ground, right? It's communities that have been deeply impacted. That the one industry that we had in the eastern part of our state was really ripped out from underneath of us. And it was done by a community that was wildly funded and brilliant in so many ways. How do we harness that passion that's fighting for sustainable development? And how do we try to get some of that working with us?
AppHarvest was originally set to settle in Pikeville, but now the company has made the decision to come to Moorhead.
We had initial plans in Pikeville, and I will be with the University of Pikeville president next week and still committed to working in that community on more of a research effort with the university. But our first large production facility, we have moved over to Moorhead, and that at first facility will be 60 acres under glass.
According to Webb, the decision of an estimated $80 million 60-acre glass greenhouse opens the door to more environmentally friendly agriculture.
So our facilities will run completely on recycled rainwater, which takes, as we all see, kind of this press on infrastructure with aging infrastructure and water issues.
But Webb says the technology included inside the facility is what is most impressive.
The lighting that we supplement, so year-round we'll be able to grow. And in essence, what I've tried to say is the greenhouse itself is just living. So if weather patterns coming in, we have software, we have sensors, humidity controls. We're trying to control the environment inside the facility in order to maximize the climate for the specific plant varieties we're growing.
With such a large industrial greenhouse coming to the area, university students will have access to a great opportunity.
I did meet with the Moorhead State Unipresident twice. We again have committed to working with the University of Pikeville, but frankly, we think there's an opportunity for all of the large institutions in our state.
And Webb hopes to connect Kentucky schools with universities in the Netherlands.
I was with the ambassador of the Netherlands last week at their embassy, and we're working hard to try and get the major universities in the Netherlands linked up with our universities. I don't think that's AppHarvest's job per se to kind of run that effort, but we're doing our best to coordinate with the major universities in our state, from the University of Kentucky over to the University of Pikeville, and try to back channel with some of the major universities in the Netherlands.
Details regarding the AppHarvest greenhouse are expected to be announced soon. As for now, you can visit the company's website at appharvest.com for more information. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.